Hello everybody, and welcome to today's late edition of Sunday Q&A, brought to you from Birmingham's NEC. Sounds impressive, doesn't it? It's not. Currently sitting in their car park, waiting for a collection from the baby show at 5 o'clock. It's now 10 to 4. Got here a little bit early because it's first come, first serve, so I'm in a queue. Let me show you. There you go, look. There's a queue in front of me. The poor geezer in front of me has come from South London. There's queues for other things over there. But here we are with Q&A. I kind of figured, well, you know, I've got to do it at some stage, so I might as well do it while I'm sitting waiting. So, right, what we got? Firstly, hello to Raj. I got stopped on, where was I, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that. I was up in Manchester way, and the blokes turned around and kind of went, it's what you're looking for, mate. I'm trying to find some joinery place. And then they went, you're Peter Courier Driver. We're listening to you. They were listening to me going, that's him. That's him. So he said, Raj, hello, mate. If you decide to go for it, you know what, you know, we're all here to help, all here to give the advice, like, you know. So, anyway, hello, mate. Right, so, question of the week this week comes from KS Kitchens, who says, planning to start a courier business and run a long wheelbase Sprinter UK and EU small removals and light haulage. Does the CX advertise any jobs like that, or is it okay UK only? Yeah, you can have a video on that one, mate. It does. It does do foreign jobs. How many? There might be. Anyone on the wise, guys? What is the CX like for foreign jobs? Let me know, and then we can let KS Kitchens know. Because, I mean, I know there are on there, but I don't think there are many. I think, speaking to my mate Friends, he said, you're kind of all right for sort of like Northern France, Germany, Belgium type of thing. But after that, forget it. So anyone's doing jobs out on the CX, is it going to be like Ireland? Is it going to be like the middle of Wales? Or is there work? Please let me know. We'll do one for KS Kitchens. Last week's mistakes comes from... got to read the thing. Come from Paul Oldfield, who says, sorry, Pete, another age-related technical problem. When spell check kicks in, I was talking about hydrogen compared to EV. Yeah, hydrogen motors are kind of, I think we might have touched on that. Hydrogen motors are kind of an impressive idea because, like I say, there's loads of hydrogen. You know, about a third of the sea's made up of hydrogen, or two-thirds of the sea's made up of hydrogen. But apparently the tanks are quite big. I don't even think it's that difficult to separate hydrogen and oxygen. Probably wrong. Normally am. Do that in next week's mistakes. But I think you just have to have quite a large tank. And also, hydrogen, as I seem to remember, is incredibly flammable. So if you stick a large tank of hydrogen in the back of your car, you're basically driving around in what is effectively a hydrogen bomb. Probably not a good idea. Probably wrong. There might be a safe way of compressing it, a safe way of storing it. If there is, let me know and I shall fill it in next week. So what we've done, the video this week was, the main one was on, is the CX just about making money? And because I see a few people that are kind of in their dotage that seem to be happy just running around in vans out from under the out from the spouse's feet, a little bit of extra pocket money, job done, like, you know. So Ivan Spencer, he says, I'm not retirement age. I think, yeah, I'm not retirement age, but I've been in the building trade for 17 years. I'm not interested in having my own customers, just want to earn money driving. Also, what's this about the CX plan drivers weekly, if you want, or did I dream it? No, they have mentioned it. I think they are kind of going into the factoring game, where you can actually get your invoices paid within 5 days and for a fee, which I think is like 5%. I think it's in its infancy. I don't know if it's available to everybody, and I don't know if it's going to be rolled out. But that's all my understanding of it. But if it does kick in, that will have a big double-edged sword. Some people will be very pleased with that, and some people will not be happy at all. Because there is a barrier to entry at the moment. You kind of need to have everything in place. You need to have the van, you need to have experience, you need to have a bit of dough up front. And if you take that away, you know, you could be any fly-by-night people coming in. But then again, I was a fly-by-night person when I come in, and probably still am. So there you go. Godzilla, he says, seems to me the quickest way to the grave is to retire and do nothing. Yeah, I've always said, when you stop, you stop. Happened to my dad. He kind of had to stop because of, he got cancer. But as soon as you stop, mind you, then the argument can say be the reason you get... Maybe that's a cart before the horse thing, you know, maybe. That's the other way round. But yeah, when you stop, it's no good for you. Paul Glibbery says, He said, this is 100% me. He said, I needed a slower pace of work-life balance, used my tax-free pension to buy a van, but putting away $600 a month for the next 5 years to replenish when I'm 65. CX works fine for me. He said, I'm not chasing. Only work Monday to Friday, and I want to be home by 5 p.m. He said, I live in Essex, so I try to stay with the A14, M1, M25 West, M3 for my work. As long as I cover my expenses and get a couple of hundred quid a week on top, I'm happy. He said, going into London isn't a stress for me. Black cab driver for 30 years. A man with a green badge. Well done you, sir. The knowledge, one of the hardest tests you'll ever, mate, ever have to take. Light taxi driving. How hard you work is determined by your work and personal expenses. New van, good quality second hand, four bedroom house, two bedroom house. Yeah, new van versus good quality second hand van. Four bedroom house versus two bedroom house. London versus the countryside. Three holidays a year versus one holiday a year. The list goes on. I budget everything over 230 days a year, so the CX costs less than £10 a day. SDCN costs £1 a day. I'm not sure what that is. Far easier than ringing around shippers asking, have they got anything? Be lucky all. That's what my mate David Chris says, and he's a black cab driver too. I was on the knowledge for a little while, about 18 months, and I got quite a way into it, but then I realised I was going to run out of dough. So my hat goes off to anybody who's got the green badge. And mate, I'm pleased the CX is working for you. Fantastic. Domain name guy. He said, the best way for anyone to see if courier driving is for them is to go down your local driving recruitment agency and register with them, and they should be able to get you a few days driving or driver's mate work, which will give you an idea if driving is for you, with no upfront costs, etc. Driving a usually newish van without U-list fines, etc. on a day-to-day basis. And he makes a point. If you want to do it, but you're not sure if you want to do it, maybe sign up with an agency. Maybe do it. I don't do it on Amazon. Amazon will be baptism by fire. If you like that, you can do that. The CX is a lot easier than that. Or maybe just go down one of your local courier agencies, get a job driving a van. And if you like it and you think, I like this, but I'd like a bit more freedom, I want to go out on my own, might be for you. But at least less risk that way. It's a good point. And the final one on this one, Graham Campbell says, the dream is to retire healthy and not ill and wealthy. He enjoys the videos. Thanks, Graham. Keep them coming. Belgie's Wee Van Service. You've got to have a catchy name. That's cool. So, right, so that was that one. I also did one. Where's my thing? It shows up in red. You can barely not really see it. So I have to write it down with timestamps. 7:40. That's because Nick got me into that one. Nick, the Nick at London Creative. Hello, Nick. The Concrete Road. So Wayne Rawlings says, because that's that road. Around a 25. He says, what about the M6 near Spaghetti Junction? That's ironically enough, I'm just before Spaghetti Junction now because I'm at the NEC, but I'm coming in from the east, so it's further west from me. But I'd have to look out for that. He said, the stretch of tarmac road driving over the elevated section where the supports are, it's enough to make you stream with. Brum, 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 brum. Good one. For, yeah, brum. Shane Hardy, hello mate. He says, the fun of the M25, love the concrete bit, I really do not. That's very, yes, popular, is it? Shane Hardy doing special Yoda there. Oh, and there's roughly 400 miles, 4% of the UK's motorways and A roads are concrete roads, mostly on the eastern side of the country. I'm going to start looking out for these. I've only really clocked it around there, but I'll start making notes, won't I? So, Godzilla said the M6 junction towards junction 5 of the M5. M6 junction 5 towards M5 is concrete. There's another one. I'm going to have to put them on a map. I'll get the idea. Map the concrete. No, I won't. I'm sticking with this one. I like this one. Yeah, he says, Godzilla goes on. He says the spaces are for expansion. The expansion, because it's when the concrete gets hot, you need space to expand, so you have to have little holes in between. He said the spaces between the expansion are massive and destructive, plus also makes dogs and kids travel sick. Brilliant. Go on holiday with your dogs and your kids, plot an alternative route. He said, does your head in. Moses says, he says, LOL, defo all couriers that work or come to London know exactly where that is. He's on the M25, getting there, Guildford. Poor old Field says, M25, biggest NCP in the world. It is tedious, I'll grant you, particularly on a Friday afternoon around the Slough area, where I always seem to be on a Friday afternoon. I think I swerved it this Friday. I was in Northampton. I don't know how that happened. But, yeah. And finally on the subject, Leachy says, my hatred for the M25 grows stronger every time I use it. It is. It has times, you know, basically 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I think it's okay. Otherwise, yeah, you have my sympathy, guys. You all do. So we did one last week on Just My Luck on 18/18/20, we'll call that. Because just when everyone's on break all the time, like, you know. Leachy says, he says, I delivered some gas bottles to Sainsbury's last week. I spoke to the warehouse manager, then asked him to sign my POD. No problem, he said. I unloaded the bottles and couldn't find him. Was told that he's just gone to lunch. Was livid for a brief spell. You said, well, okay, well, if he's just gone to lunch, can't you sign them? No, the manager needs to sign them. Well, can't I just take a photo? No, you need a signature. Why didn't you just sign them before you left? I do that sometimes. If I'm about to unload, I go, mate, any chance you can sign me paperwork and I can leave when I'm done, right? And they all say, yeah. They all say, yeah. Get it done. Get it locked down. Fantastic. Also, last week's was delivering to the XL. My eyesight's not great anymore, is it? 11:07. What did I say last time? Well, it can't be. I said 18. I haven't got a clue. That might not have been 18. Right, London Creative. Nick is out there. Because I've delivered the XL like today. I'm delivering to... we're collecting from NEC on a beautiful sunny Sunday afternoon. Got all the stuff in the fridge for a barbecue. Oh, well. he said the reason the parking was so empty was simply because it's children's wear exhibition. Everything's a lot smaller, so there's a lot less to carry. He said he spotted the J cut, the L cut, and the Ken Burns. He's teaching me how to do video editing on sort of things. So thanks again, Nick, for all that kind of stuff. And thanks for noticing. And finally, on the Excel, Paul Oldfield says, he said the O2 is confusing at the best of times. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I've done that before. I go, okay, delivery vehicles down here or down there. I've been there for a little while. Next time I go in, I'll do a video, see if we can sort it out. So, and the final one I did actually put out this week, that's 13/12. I can't read that. 13/19/12/19. Wish that was bigger. I think it's 12/23. That makes some sense. I think the one before must have been wrong. Yeah, it is. I ended up unloading my underpants.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. It's a really hot day, kind of like it was today. Got to site, only to find out there was no one there and I had to take the whole lot off by hand. And I was in jeans and sort of t-shirt and it was 25 degrees and I realised after 2 minutes that weren't happening. So, zoom, there was no one else there to watch me, bar the horses. And there was no PPE restrictions, so we just kicked it off and job done. Leachy said, picks or it didn't happen. I thought about it. I genuinely did. I thought about doing a video because I thought you guys would find this very amusing. And then I thought, no, 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 no. That will definitely come back to haunt me. I'm very pleased that I didn't change my mind. It would have been funny, though. What a sight, I tell you. Jekyll, he says, I would never think of doing that one on a multi-drop. Probably wise. You would probably get arrested. It's an interesting idea as you turn up to give someone their brown Amazon parcel in nothing but a pair of sort of steels and boxes. What have you come as? Moses says, been there, mate, you're not alone. Moses, I appreciate that. I'm really pleased to know it's not just me. It was hot. It was really hot. I don't know what I'd have struggled, I tell you. I don't know if I could have done it. Dale Steele says, not a chance on handballing. The bonus of being a big truck is there's no handball. There's no handball until there is, Dale. I thought that when I jumped into a 7.5 ton. I thought, that's it. Out of van, 7.5 ton. First three jobs I did were handball. I thought, what's going on here? And then, you know, with this one, this is 18. Mick's done handball and he's in the 26. Admittedly, Andy's in the Arctic and he never gets handball and he hasn't even got a tail. No tail, no pump truck. I said about it and he went, no, don't give him ideas. I don't want that. Thanks very much. But no, you're right. Nice big trailer. Docking bay to docking bay, please. Steve the Nefarious Steve Campbell says, could have been content for your OnlyFans channel. And Craig MC says, hashtag OnlyVans. Like that one, Craig. That made me smile. Cheers, bud. Yeah. The channel guaranteed to make people sick. And finally, Wayne Rawlins says, unloading in my underpants sounds a bit of a euphemism for... that's something... Yeah. Sorry, it went a bit blurred at the end there. Oh, it was warm, lads. It was warm. So, right. Now back onto the real world. 14:56. We call that 15 minutes. This week's wise, guys. Ken McKenzie says, can I ask... what is the 3.5-ton curtain? What is it like for 3.5-ton curtain side job lights? Is there plenty of work available, or is there too many 3.5-ton curtain sides? Stay safe, mate. And this is Dale Steele. I always think that's the best vehicle you can run in. If you're running on the exchange, you want a Luton. Once get one side converted to a curtain. That way, if you've got to strap the load, you can strap it to the wall. If you've got a curtain side, get the curtain side done on the... I would also get the passenger side done, the near side, because that way if you've got to pull up, you've got to pull up somewhere on a road and you've got to be loaded from the side, your curtain's on the right side, you don't have to turn it round. But yeah, I think it's the best vehicle to run on. You guys let me know and I'll pass it on, but I would say if you're going to get a vehicle... Also, beware if you're buying a second-hand one that's already been converted. Chances are it's next courier motor, which means it's probably been through the mill. So, you know, you might be better off getting an ex-hire van, like one of these ones that's just been used at weekends to do small removals and convert it yourself. That's what I've always said. But oh, that was right. So Dale still did reply, actually. But let me just pass one down. He said, curtain sides are not common, no. I ran one last year for a bit. I was getting 140 to 170 per mile and had plenty of work. But remember, curtain side and Luton's are terrible on fuel. So I've had a response already. Thanks, Dale. Sometimes I get confused when I've written it down. But anybody else got anything for Ken McKenzie? Let's let him know. Also, while we're still on the worst guys, yeah, Steve Campbell, Nefarious Steve Campbell, says, regards to the AdBlue, don't delete them off all your wagons in the fleet. This is the Nefarious Steve Campbell, obviously. It comes in handy if you drive around in diesel cars fitted with AdBlue, allows them to use company fuel cards to buy the AdBlue, make the cards non-specific to the vehicles. We get AdBlue in IBCs in our yard. There is a wheelie bin cleaning company near us that comes and buys AdBlue for their vans from us, not saying we tamper with our AdBlue. But it's the same with the, and then he goes on to say, it's the same with the utilities. I used to chuck a tenner on my gas and electric now and then when the meters were bypassed. The Nefarious Steve Campbell, everybody. Clearly, he's just an author of this stuff. He's a fictional character that makes this stuff up. He's not a real person that you need to change. He's the person that you aspire. He's showing you the wrong way to do it, clearly. Steve, don't. Just stay straight, mate. You know, it's safer. It's easier, better that way. Salad, I think it's Saladoa says. He says, hi team, how long do you need a driver's license holder? This is maximum working this out. So I have a driver's license for just 7 months. Is that fine? Saladoa, I believe if you passed your test, you can drive a van. If you can drive a van, as long as you've got the right insurance, you can sign up with Courier Exchange. You could pass your test on your 17th birthday, and on the day after your 17th birthday, you could be out there delivering parcels. You might not have the experience of driving and you might end up with a few scrapes and scratches, but if you're young or if you're careful and if you're sensible, yeah, that doesn't matter. Once you've got it, mate, you've got it. You can go to work. Let me know if I'm wrong. I usually am, but I think on that one I'm fairly confident. And finally on this one, on the wise guys, we have Ken Warburton. He says, hi, Pete. Apparently Euro 7 is coming in July 2025. So I don't know if we're going to get a Euro 7, but apparently we are. It includes pollution from brakes, tyres. It's all crazy to me. Yes, it is. It's a poor people's tax under the guise of ecology, and presumably when Euro 7 comes out, all of us with Euro 6 vans are going to have to pay to drive into any zones, which is going to be mountains of brand new, perfectly acceptable vans getting scrapped. It's just absolute nonsense. So, this week's miscellaneous, which is kicking around 1900. Ads expert says, I notice your videos are not SEO friendly. You have good quality videos, but the videos are not getting the views and some subscribers are not getting increased. You must do SEO for good results. SEO increases views. If you can increase your views, you will be able to advance your channel a lot. My best friend, Nigel, who I've known since I was 11 years old, and we still see each other, we still talk regularly on the phone. I'll meet with the boys maybe once a month for a beer. That's what he does for a living. He does SEO. He did sort of telemarketing and stuff. Not telemarketing, he did marketing. Now he does SEO. He's been doing it for about 10 years. He's very, very good at it. I don't do SEO because what you end up doing is clickbait. And what you end up getting is these are the videos that will get lots of views rather than these are genuine videos. And I try and put out genuine videos. And I'd rather put out genuine videos and have the channel grow organically with genuine videos and get a genuine order base, a genuine sort of viewer base, than keep just trying to get anywhere, to get any time to get Harry in, just to get the numbers up. To me, it's kind of, it defeats the object of the channel, which is here actually to help people. And also, I don't know, maybe I'm just a bit lazy, but I just make videos about what I think is important at the time. I did one on TikTok, so we've got the TikTok channel, haven't we? Better put a link in for that, actually. I probably won't do that, coming bored. And it's had like over, it was a part of one of my Life on the Road videos where there was a collision between like two hearses and a funeral car. It got 13,000 views in a week. Terrific. Well, that mean nothing, does it? It's just, that's one video, bosh, and it's done. So, but yeah, no, I know what you're saying, mate. I could probably push it. It's just not my style, man. So, Peter NUFC says, he says, the worst thing for me is tipping Aldis and Lidl's. I don't mind the tipping, because at least you know you're not on a bay, and you're not going to be waiting on a bay for 2 hours waiting for someone to come and take it off you. You get on a bay, you go and take it off yourself. What is then frustrating is waiting for them to count it. You think, okay, I was in and out in half an hour, I'm now parking in the front car park, I've been here for an hour and three quarters, and I'm still waiting for the phone call from the front office. It's like, have they counted it? Have they done it? Have they gone to lunch? What's going on? Yeah, the tipping bit's fine. It's the waiting afterwards. Caius Kitchens says, check the video. Seems like you'll answer my question. I hope so, Caius. And if there's another one coming, we'll answer that one too. Sure, Katie says, it's a be careful working with Business Choice Direct Van Insurance. Please be careful. Don't work this company. It's a dodgy company. I have lost so much money for nothing with this company. I've got a social, Katie, that's not my personal experience. When I was running the trucks with them, we have five trucks insured with them, four or five. A couple of incidents here and there. The back door of mine opened once, just fell open. It wasn't latched in properly. It fell open, banged into a full customs off the road for 3 days, plus, very expensive insurance claim. They paid out. They were fine, absolutely fine. Yeah, okay, paid it. So it wasn't much, but you want to give us a bit more details, you can. But like I say, I actually think they're pretty good. But that's only my personal experience. There you go. And this week's conclusion on 22:30 is, which I probably won't get to put timestamps on this because I'm probably uploading it straight from the NEC. He says, oh yeah, JD Hammer says, I'm hoping that scooter is usable and not an ornament in the background. It is. It's my father-in-law's scooter. He used to take my daughter to school in it, but then he just got too unsure on his pins. So what we've had to do is you couldn't start it straight away because we've had to drain the fuel tank and disconnect the battery for insurance reasons. Otherwise, if it went up in flames, particularly in my house, which is just a massive tinderbox, I mean, them barns, they burn down in 6 minutes flat, don't they, really? So, no, we've had to do all that. But I could easily take it to my mate Darren up the road, and I dare say in about 10, 15 minutes, we'll jump the battery, put some fuel in, maybe just get the fuel walking around the system. That's good to go. I unfortunately am not good to go because it's now 4:15 and I don't think we're even going to be let in until 5. Fortunately, because I got it at a reasonable time, there's only 3 vehicles in front of me. So we'll get in, get it forked on, get it home, and then tomorrow, Edinburgh. Not that tomorrow night, so see me next weekend. But in the meantime, I get a chance to take care and take my own.